from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ollie Watkins here.
England on to the Euro final. That'll be Sunday at 1 o'clock against Spain. England, who I've called the Toronto Maple Leafs of the international soccer world, because they are loud and they are talented, and they probably always feel like they should win everything, and they haven't won since 1966. I think the Leafs is 1967, so even that's like almost exactly the same. Yeah, they've not won a major tournament since 66. That includes the World Cup, the Euro. Like they've not won anything. So we'll see. Maybe Sunday they could break that curse. That was a 90th minute winner yesterday in that game. So there was some good soccer yesterday until the Uruguay players started climbing into the crowd, going after Colombia fans. Until that happened, it was a good day of soccer. And then it ended in a very, very bad way. 803-0550 is the phone number. So football going on. Football, though, is coming up. And we've got 13 days until Bills training camp. Are the Hall of Fame game teams going to go first? Like, when does Bears training camp start? Probably before that. Would that be normal that they would start before other teams?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
They did. There is a the CBA changed, but it still is a little bit earlier.
Yeah, July 19th. So 5 days before at least the Bills. The Bears will be at camp first, so we'll get some storylines, see some Caleb Williams highlights, I'm sure, along the way as well. Sal,
July 19th. That's 8 days from today. It's crazy.
8 days from today. Who is going to lead the Bills wide receivers and catches? Not just receivers. I think a lot of us would probably say Kincaid for that. If I asked you to rank their wide receivers for catches this year, who would you put number one? And really, also the reason I ask is, couldn't you put three different options as number one?
Yes, it's really funny you asked me this. So today, be on the lookout for It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, because I ask Matt Bove the exact same question, but I ask him targets, not catches.
Targets, okay.
And it's just wide receivers, because when you ask this, and the reason why I say it this way, I know why you say it that way, Joe, because we don't want to count Dalton Kincaid, right? Because you say right. wide receivers specifically.
Right.
And that's what we did on It's Always Game Day. We preview wide receivers and tight ends, and I ask Matt, who's going to lead the wide receivers in targets?
Right.
Not counting tight end. And we go through that. And by the way, you can check that out. It's going to drop here in a little while. I'm actually going to post it over my YouTube page for today. So I didn't answer the question on the show. I asked Matt, and he answered. So I'll ask you, I'll answer you here, which fits.
Okay.
I think it's Curtis Samuel.
Okay.
I of course you could put three different guys there. I agree with you. I think Curtis Samuel's in the best position to still have the most catches on this team when it's all said and done. He's going to play in pretty much every situation and scenario. I can't say that about Keon Coleman as a rookie coming in, and I can't say mm-hmm. that necessarily about Khalil Shakir because of where he plays on the field. As much as he'll be on the field a lot, mm-hmm. I do think that he's probably more of a slot guy. If he wants to play outside, now he's sharing time with Coleman. If he's going to play inside, he's sharing time with Kincaid, and when they split out James Cook, so and other guys that could be in there as well. So I just think that the circumstantial evidence would lead you to Curtis Samuel.
Right. That is where I have been at. I have liked Samuel as a player for a while. I know that a lot of the film guys really like Samuel. Matt Harmon is top of the list for that, as someone that would undoubtedly and has defended Samuel as a player that is better than his production. And with Samuel, like another thing you could always point to here on, you know, like what's his career high in catches? Career high in catches is 77. By the way, you think that number would do it? You think 77 would lead their wide receivers in catches?
I think that'd be a disappointing number.
Yeah. If Kincaid got you to like 90, 100, well, no, more than that, right? Because someone's getting 100, aren't they? They're going to throw it enough.
Catches?
Allen is good enough. Someone's getting 100, right?
I don't know about that. The way that they're structuring their room, I think you got to be somewhere between... I don't know about 100, maybe 90.
Okay.
Could be the high water mark, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. I don't know because I think the whole purpose of what they're doing, Joe, is to maybe go away from having to rely on someone having 100 catches.
Right. I'm just wondering if someone, I think that's right, but if somebody shows up and is just playing above what they thought they were going to get, and that could be Kincaid, that could be Coleman, but you wouldn't think he'd do that as a rookie. I think that could really be Samuel. And like the name I keep thinking of for him is not that this is the type of player, but John Brown was someone that I feel like when he showed up to the Bills, what is that, 5 years ago now, it was, all right, here's a guy who's had 1,000 yards in the league, but he's never been amazing. But there are these skills here, and there is this history with quarterbacks all over the place where you might think there's more to be had here with the right quarterback and the right system, and that's how that played out. He had his best season as a pro with Josh Allen, and I feel like I'm kind of expecting the same from Samuel, that he'll have his best season as a pro because there were other circumstances why he didn't have as big of seasons in other places. But now, I mean, he's got Allen. Before, he had Bridgewater, and he had Sam Howell, and he had an old, broken Cam Newton in Carolina. Like, if you look, Kyle Allen. I think Kyle Allen is the quarterback that's thrown him the most touchdowns. Or is it just targets? Whatever it is. Kyle Allen is his, like, most, you know, productive quarterback in his career, just by the volume. So, I'm thinking
Samuel. And that was, by the way, with who as an offensive coordinator?
And that year would have been Joe Brady, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Hold on.
I'm sorry. So 2000. Actually, he had more targets. Here's what's wild. You look at it. You have his stats pulled up. His stats.
Who, Samuel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do for Samuel. Yep.
He actually has eight more. He had eight more targets in 2019, but far less catches. Holy cow.
Yeah.
He had 54 for 105 targets. 54 catches for 105 targets. The following year, 77 on 97 targets. What a drastic difference.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Prince there. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that by the way, that's the change there, right? Brady gets there, Joe Brady gets there in 2020. So, I mean, look how much the efficiency goes up. You know, yards per target from his second to last year in Carolina, 6 yards per target. The 1 year that Samuel spent with Joe Brady, 8.8 yards per target, which was the highest of his career. So he was never more efficient than he was that year. And that's also the year, if you've still got his stats open, that's the year he had the most carries in his career. 41
that his
year.
Catch rate went from 51 to 80%, essentially.
So,
From that year, 1 year. And by the way, just to put a bow on that, so Allen was 2019. Kyle Allen was 2019. He was better the next year Bridgewater in 2020.
I see. So Bridgewater would have been the quarterback when Brady was there? Okay.
Correct.
And you look at that. Like, look at that. 41 carries, 97 targets. They went to Curtis Samuel, that offense did, in Carolina, 138 times that they went to him when Joe Brady was the coordinator. Like, that's
crazy.
That's a that's almost a Diggs level size workload. Not almost, and the efficiency wasn't quite the same because we're talking 1,000 yards and what is it, 5 total touchdowns versus Diggs, who, you know, he would get 1,500 at his best. But I agree with you. I think it's Samuel. I though am very curious if it could be Shakir. Like, I'm not really thinking about it being Coleman. I'm a little sour on Coleman as a prospect. I'm open now more than ever to him really performing, but still, my starting point was pretty low. So I'm trying to work my way up a little bit, but I'm still just not thinking Coleman, especially as a rookie, is going to be someone that's going to go out there and get 90 catches for this team, 80 catches for this team, not right away. I'm wondering though about Beasley or about not Beasley, Shakir. You can hear I was already ready to kind of compare the two. Because Beasley was someone that had 80 catches in this offense more than once. And Shakir, in the similar position, he's playing in the slot, you know, the same types of throws. But you might also think, and this is yards, not catches, but if there's more of a yards per catch player, yards after catch player there, that we saw flashes of last season, I feel like I don't have a good grasp on how good Shakir could be. Because he is playing a role that we've seen lots of production from a Cole Beasley, but then he's got that extra burst with the ball that I wonder if he could be at least that good. But I don't know, because we've only seen it really for half a season with him.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about Samuel here a little bit as well, which is I'm looking through what happened in 19 and 20. So in 19, he has...
His two biggest seasons by targets, those two seasons.
He has a lot of targets, but they don't have a lot of catches. But you know who's on that staff in 19, okay, is Scott Turner. Scott Turner's Norv Turner's son. Scott Turner actually then, he's the offensive coordinator, okay?
Yeah.
He actually becomes then an OC in Washington a few years later, and guess what happens? 38 carries that year for Curtis Samuel. Here's my point. The coaches who've been around Curtis Samuel, who have known his game, have given him the ball as a runner is not just a receiver. Scott Turner was with him twice, and the second time around, he handed it to him 38 times. Joe Brady handed it to him 41 times in 2020. I'm expecting him to have carries this year in Buffalo, right? I mean, I don't know if it's going to be 41 or 38. What's the over-under on carries for right now for you for Curtis Samuel in this offense?
Rushes. I might put it a little lower than you would. I wouldn't put it like all the way low. Like he had 7 last year. Like I think he's going to be higher than that. I might put it somewhere in the 20s. Here's why.
Yeah, that's probably fair. 25 maybe, somewhere
25.
In there.
25. I bet they want to use him that way. I wonder, though, if it's dependent on the other weapons. And what I mean by that is, if Coleman looks good and Shakir is what he was at the end of last year and Kincaid takes a big step forward, then the offense is probably working. And you probably have what you wanted, which is the ability to spread it around, get a lot of people involved, and have them be productive. If, though, the opposite happens, or there's more, you know, Coleman looks raw, and maybe he's not even out there all the time because he's having some difficulties. So there's more Mac Hollins out there, or there's more Valdez Scantling. And, you know, Shakir with more attention isn't as efficient as he was last year. That, by the way, is going to happen. He was the most efficient receiver in football, like weeks 10 on. So he's not going to be that efficient. So there'll be some regression there. But maybe it's more than they think. And maybe Kincaid is good, but he's not taking as big a step. Whatever it is. I wonder if the other players aren't performing, if they feel like they can afford to give Samuel touches. It depends how reliant they are on him. If it comes to pass that, man, he's got to perform, like he's their guy, and he is producing the most, and the rest of it doesn't look as good as you thought, but Samuel's producing, you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to want to give him 40, 50 carries, you know, 5 carries a week, because you got to keep him healthy. And running him, you know, through defensive lines, or even, I know it would be around the edge, and giving him all these hits that, you know, Deebo Samuel has complained about in the past in San Francisco, I feel like they'd want to shy away from that. But only if they're really reliant on him, which I doubt they want to be. They want him to be productive, but they're not going to want him to be, you know, as necessary as I'm kind of laying out here. So I think it's dependent on the rest of the guys more than it is even Samuel.
803. Did you say Shakir was the most efficient wide receiver over the last 10 weeks? Is that who you're talking about?
There were a couple different, like week one, once Joe Brady was the coordinator, he was the most efficient receiver in football. Yeah.
The first week, that week, would it be that week? No, because he was fired. Anyway, starting with the Tampa night game, 6 catches, 92 yards. And then, you know, he didn't have the best games necessarily. Like, there was one for 24. But yeah, he I'm looking at his game logs now, Shakir. Like, he was very heavily involved.
Yeah, we got to take a time out here. We got more on this coming up. Actually, Josh put a poll up. I'd be very interested to see how that shakes out, where people lie, where they'd want to place their bets for the Bills at wide receiver. Shakir, I'll find it. I'll have the stat for you when we come back. Stat of the day on Shakir, and what I'm trying to figure out which number it was, but one of them, he is the most efficient receiver last year. That's coming up. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.